From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. An Afghan police spokesman has raised the death toll from a suicide bombing at a Sunni mosque in western Ghor province to 33. The new figure includes a warlord who was apparently the target of the attack. The spokesman for the provincial chief of police says the bomber struck during Friday prayers. The attack in Ghor happened as a suicide bomber targeted a Shiite mosque in western Kabul also during Friday prayers. That attack killed at least 30 people. No group has claimed responsibility for either attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday. Andrew Palcheski has those details.
Secretary Tillerson is attending the first meeting between representatives of the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq and exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. The inaugural Coordination Council meeting comes as relations between Riyadh and Baghdad warm. Tillerson will meet with Qatar leaders and U.S. military officials in the capital of Doha to discuss joint counterterrorism efforts and other regional and bilateral issues before visiting India, Pakistan, and Switzerland. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
An Egyptian security official says 14 policemen have been killed in a shootout with militants in southwest of Cairo. The official says the exchange of gunfire took place Friday in the Al-Wahat al-Bahriya district of the Giza governorate, which is 135 kilometers from the Egyptian capital. Eight other security personnel were wounded in the attack. No militant group immediately claimed involvement in Friday's shootout. For additional stories, pictures, and video, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports pneumonic plague is continuing to spread at an alarming rate in urban areas of Madagascar, and greater effort is needed to bring this deadly disease under control. Lisa Schlein has the story from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Health agencies are worried at how quickly this disease is spreading so early in Madagascar's plague season. The disease usually infects some 400 people a year, but this year, with six more months to go, the number of suspected cases is nearly three times higher than normal. WHO Regional Emergency Director for Africa, Ibrahima Sosfal, says the spread of the disease is faster because pneumonic plague, which is transmitted from person to person, has moved from the remote rural areas to congested urban areas. Latest figures put the number of suspected cases at 1,153, including 94 deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior official says the former president of Cambodia's opposition, Sam Rainsy, will likely be charged with treason. VOA Kim Ai's service reporter Kim Seung-men explains what the charges may be against Rainsy and why the government is taking action.
What we heard is that the Cambodian government is trying to link Sam Rainsy to a speech that he gave in U.S. In 2011. Saying that Rainsy tried to ask the military, the armed forces, to turn their cannon against the government, to topple the government. But Rainsy later said that was quoted out of context. He mentioned examples of a country in the world where repression was so severe that people cannot bear it anymore. Even the military, who are children of the people, would do such a government. So as for the government, concrete action, they have not taken any legal action against Sam Rainsy yet, only words from Hun Sen himself.
That is VOA Khmer service reporter Kim Seung-men. The declared victory over Islamic State extremists in Raqqa is especially sweet for France, which has repeatedly been targeted with deadly attacks orchestrated from the Syrian city. French President Emmanuel Macron says the fight against IS has entered a new major phase after Friday's announcement by Syrian forces backed by the U.S.-led coalition. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says his government will announce on Friday the specific measures it plans to take control of the Catalonia region now that an agreement has been reached with the country's main opposition parties. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.